This week, there is hope as people across the country begin to get the coronavirus vaccine. At the same time, the virus continues to spread.
In Los Angeles County, the tally of positive cases is staggering. More than 500,000 people have tested positive. And as of today, there are less than 100 open ICU beds in a county made up of 10 million people. Let's bring in Dr. Christina Galli, L.A. County Director of the Department of Health Services. Doctor, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. So I mentioned the number of ICU beds are dwindling in L.A. County hospitals, but it's also emergency rooms that are backed up, too. What does this surge mean for L.A. hospitals? Have you been able to go in and see what's happening?
Yes, we're at really a very dangerous point in this pandemic. And it's important for people to realize that it's dangerous, not just for the patients who have COVID, but at this point, given how full the hospitals are, it's dangerous for patients who don't have COVID as well. As you said, the hospitals are getting full, the emergency departments are crowded, ambulances are having trouble often offloading patients in a timely manner, and the number of available beds in the hospitals is filling up. And this puts tremendous strain on the healthcare system and complicates the care that is provided to anyone who needs hospital-level services.
It sounds chaotic and scary. What are some of the ways hospitals are addressing this surge? We're reading that some are treating critically ill patients in emergency rooms. What else are they doing?
So, as you mentioned, many of them have expanded the types of space that they're using to care for ICU patients. They'll be using their emergency departments or their operating rooms or their recovery room areas to care for inpatients, including ICU patients. They're certainly doing everything they can to discharge patients when they can be safely discharged. And I'm glad to say that sometimes there's some new ways that we can do this for COVID patients. Many times COVID patients now can be cared for at home with home oxygen, and that allows them not to have to occupy an inpatient bed. And that's been a very safe way to be able to expand the amount of care that's given to individuals. Obviously, hospitals are doing everything they can to bring in additional staff and open up new beds. The problem with that is that, as you know, across the country, everyone is experiencing a surge. So there's really intense competition for the limited number of staff that have the training needed to be able to care for patients, especially that ICU level of training.
What are health officials telling people who would normally go to the ER or the hospital for other reasons?
At this point, if people do have an emergency, a medical emergency, surgical emergency, psychiatric emergency, we want them to go to the emergency room or dial 911. We don't want there to be excess deaths at home because people were afraid of seeking emergency level care. That said, we all know that there are oftentimes a lot of people that use emergency departments and use the 911 system when they aren't truly having an emergency. And that's what we would like to have avoided at this point. So there's other ways to be able to seek care if you're not having an emergency. You can certainly always call your physician office or your provider office. Many times, providers and health plans have nurse advice lines that can be wonderful resources for people when they need some advice about what to do with the symptoms that they're experiencing. There's a number of urgent cares that are out there, and urgent cares aren't in the same emergency medical services system that emergency departments are in. So urgent cares are a great place to go to get care.
Every day, we're reporting these astounding numbers of cases and deaths, and it's really hard to wrap your head around what is driving this uptick here in Southern California.
Yes, the numbers are astounding and they are frightening. And I think it's a number of things that all have come together at the same time. So certainly the numbers in the hospitals that we're seeing today are as a result of some of the transmission that happened around the Thanksgiving holiday. Even before and after Thanksgiving, we all know that there was an increase in the amount of even just casual interactions that people were having, and we've all heard some stories about how that's taken place. We also believe that as the weather gets colder and as the humidity changes, that that allows the virus to spread a little bit more easily as well. And I think what people should remember is that as more and more people are infected, and right now we're projecting that up to about one in every 80 people are infectious and not properly isolated and actively infecting others. When that many people are infectious, the kinds of activities that were safe during the summer or that were safe in the early fall right now are just not safe. The chance of being exposed to someone with the virus is incredibly high. And it's important to also remember that most people who are transmitting the virus don't have symptoms. So you can't tell when you're interacting with someone whether or not they're safe or not safe to interact with. But all of those interactions compound, and they've really built up to the place we're at today.
Doctor, it is really hard to imagine this getting any worse. Are we seeing the height of the surge right now? When do you expect the numbers to go down?
I wish I could say yes to that question, but sadly I can't. What we're seeing is still an escalation in the number of cases. We have not seen the rate of that increase slow to the point that it would make us believe that we're at the peak. I hope that we'll get there in the next few days. I hope that people take the public health guidance seriously. I hope people stay home as much as they can. But I don't think that we're at the point yet in the hospitals where we're going to be seeing a slowing of the cases.
That's Dr. Christina Galli, Los Angeles County Director of the Department of Health Services. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.